You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. You may have noticed it's been a little bit brighter this week. The sun has come out, and I guess that means we're officially in springtime. But when we're driving around, we got our sunglasses, we got our sun visors. But what about window tinting to keep the sun out? I'm joined by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA. Mark, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jordan. It's a great start to spring as well, isn't it? This weather we've been having.
Yeah, it's already getting up to around the 30-degree mark, which is a little bit unusual comparing to last week anyway, but I'm not going to start complaining. One thing, though, my car, it doesn't actually have window tinting as far as I can tell, not dark tinting anyway. Does it actually help keep the sun out?
Yeah, so what happens, most glass has what they call body tint that's built into the glass. And that'll vary based on the manufacturer, but there's some limits to how much you can put through it. And both that glass and the windscreen have a property in them that gets rid of most of the UV A and B, the stuff that causes cancer. It gets rid of about over 98% of all that. So putting window tint on top of that may add a little bit, but it's all the damaging rays have already been taken out by the glass. That body tint, sometimes they have what they call privacy tint. So you might buy a car where the windscreen has little or no tint. The side windows will have a bit of tint, and the side windows behind the driver will be darker. They call it privacy tint. I think it's sort of come from the limo industry where, you know, you'd have it black so the celebrities could sit in there and not be seen. And people go out and put tint on. And the way I'd get them to think about putting tint on your car is a bit like sunglasses, in that it's more of a fashion thing than actually dramatically changing the way your car heats up or anything like that. And it does come with some downsides. We wouldn't wear our sunglasses at night. But when we look through the side windows of a tinted window, it's pretty much the same as having sunglasses on. So there's always a chance that if a car's not properly illuminated, or even hasn't, you know, for some reason hasn't got its lights on, in those dawn and dusk situations, or even, you know, worse at night, at dark, then you may be vulnerable because you won't see something coming from the side. And if you're the vehicle being struck on the side, you're, you know, normally at much more risk of a serious injury than others. So it's a balancing act for people who really need it. They're out in the sun driving all the time. You know, you might decide, this is an addition I want to have. Some people just say, no, I just love the look of it. I want it. I don't care what the risks are. And for others, it's a case of saying, if you don't really need it, you've got most of the protection you're going to need from cancer out there. You want to, you know, things to be a bit darker, then that's what sunglasses were invented for. So it's just a time of reminding people tint isn't without its downsides, and they should consider that when they're buying it.
So with like you said, the glass with our cars has already got protections inbuilt with it for keeping UV rays out. Yep. Is that like including the front windshield? Because I know, like, if you're wearing sunnies and you look at other windows part of your car, you can tell the polarization is there because of the rainbow effect. If you're wearing sunglasses, is it the same with the windscreen at the front of the car?
No, they're not allowed to have those sorts of tints inside what they call a sweat barrier, where your wipers go. The maximum the minimum amount of light that can go through is what they call 35% transmissance. So that's measured with a pretty simple machine that goes either side of the glass. One side's a light, the other side's a receptor, and it'll tell you what the amount of light that's being transmitted through that glass is. Now, windscreen repairers mechanical repairers and the people at the Department of Transport that check these vehicles regularly, they have those. And it's the combination of whatever tint's in the glass plus the tint affects the transmissance. So you might buy tint that's 35%. You say, well, I'm allowed to use that. Then when you put it on your glass, it's actually, you've already got tint in there, and it pushes it over the level. So if you're going to get it, you need to get it by a professional who knows what they're doing and is making your vehicle, keeping your vehicle legal. Anecdotally, you hear that some will offer you tint and tell you that, you know, it could make your car illegal, but some people think, oh, well, I like the look of it that much, I'll risk it. As I said, it comes with some serious inherited sort of safety risk at dawn and dusk and obviously nighttime driving. So, yeah, think about that before you do that.
So if you're going to go over the top with your tinting, make sure it's just a daytime car.
Yes, entirely. And look, the police aren't silly. They get used to seeing what is and isn't tint. And you know, if you've got a car that's a bit hotted up and a bit wild, it might be, you know, the attention, the window tint might just not be the extra bit of attention you need from the police. So it's a fashion statement, but it does have some practical use, you know, just slowing how quickly it gets hot. But as long as people understand, it's not without risk.
No worries. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
And other than that, enjoy your summer drive.
Yes, of course.
It sounded a bit depressing, but no, you just need to be careful and enjoy summer driving.
No worries. Mark, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That was Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.